we'll listen to a piece featuring a series of interviews from the Indigo Chapter's pickets, which took place 2 weeks ago. And thanks to Maha Sultan for helping put it together.
In front of Indigo Bookstore in downtown Montreal. We're doing a picket. It's the people who are doing this, we're a coalition of different groups in Montreal who work in solidarity with the Palestinian people who are living under occupation, Israeli occupation, and in solidarity with the Lebanese people and the people of the Middle East. And we are here today to ask people and to do some popular education, to ask people to please boycott Chapters and Indigo, because the majority shareholders of Chapters and Indigo are financially, they're not financing, but they're financially helping Israeli soldiers.
Second Saturday between 1 and 3. We have begun for the last few months, a boycott against the Indigo Chapters. The majority of the shareholders have begun a fund that gives money to what they call lonely soldiers, that is, mercenaries who have come and spent time in the Israeli army, the IDS.
Well, I'm here today because I have actually been and seen what is happening in Israel and the West Bank. And if these people walking on St. Catherine Street on this lovely sunny afternoon would see what was really happening, I'm sure they would be standing exactly where I am with some leaflets in their hand. It's too horrifying for words, what's happening to the people. Both to, obviously, to the Palestinians, but also to Israeli society. It's a real mess of a place.
It's also the whole issue of boycotts, and the tactic of boycott is something that I think the world has learned about from South Africa, when boycotting was a successful instrument for bringing down the South African government. And our boycott movement here in Canada is part of a global movement that's begun and starting to gather steam in England and Europe and the States.
بين البنات هي اللي نقاها عظرفها ولطفها ونقاها من وقتها الفترة نقاها ما مأثر بأجر وحكي الشباب
authentic political Canadian connection. This is because the owners of Indigo Chapters are two Canadians, a couple who support the people that they support are the young Jews from the outside of Israel who go to Israel in defense of the Jewish homeland. They put on the uniform of the Israeli Defense Force, and then when they've done their stint of 3 months, 6 months, whatever it is, they stay in Israel, these young people, and they can go to school and they can live there. And what the owners of Indigo are doing, this Jerry Schwartz and Heather Reisman are doing, is they are actually funding these young people known as lone soldiers. So they're giving them money for their schooling and their books and their living expenses so that they can stay in Israel and study.
معقولي ضل عالم إيجابي وضرب صاروخ إيه والله إيجابي إيجابي سألنا كتير لكن لا إيجابي غير الصاروخ ما في ولا جواب يا 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 جواب
Ils sont complices des crimes de l'armée israélienne. L'armée israélienne qui commet des crimes de guerre aujourd'hui encore dans les territoires occupés qu'elle occupe depuis 40 ans.
60. يا هل ترى ابنك يا ترى طور لأن الناس تشوفه ترى طور يا هل ترى ابنك يا ترى طور لأن الناس شتشوفوا ترى طور لك دابك بصح العكبي ترى طور وهالغبرة عافطة وما في نوى نوى نوى
So I saw with my own eyes the terrible damage that people are doing that are going there from the outside. Now the people going from the outside, they're going from Rome, they're going from Paris, they're going from Cleveland, Ohio, and they're going to help the Jewish homeland, help defend the Jewish homeland. So their thoughts are noble. They're doing what they consider to be best. But once they get there, they're put in situations that are absolutely beyond their judgment. They're young, these people, and there's very little supervision. And I saw with my own eyes a young kid from Cleveland, Ohio, because I talked to him afterwards, harassing like crazy an older Palestinian guy at the checkpoint. The guy at the checkpoint was a farmer, he had a donkey, he had a cart, and on the cart he had the cart loaded up with vegetables. And this young kid from Cleveland, Ohio, this 20-year-old, made that Palestinian take every last vegetable from his cart, checking for bombs, supposedly. Now this is very bad, not just for the people themselves that do this, but for Israel, because this young kid can go back to Cleveland, Ohio, but the Palestinian in his mind, this is the impression that he has of Israelis, you see.
Just let me, I would like to give a bit of a background to all of this. In 2005, 170 Palestinian organizations, associations, unions, from the Palestinian territories but also from the Middle East, sent out like an appeal for help from solidarity groups around the world to launch a boycott, divestment and sanctions campaign on Israel until Israel complies with international law. There were three demands exactly, just generally they are: one, that Israel stops occupying and withdraws from all Arab land occupied today, so the Palestinian territories, the West Bank and Gaza, the Lebanese Sheba farms and the Syrian Golan Heights. The second thing is that Israel finds a just solution for the millions of Palestinians living outside of the Middle East, living outside of their homes today. Those are people who fled or who were expelled from their homes in 1948 when Israel were created and who are until today not given the right to return to their own homes and lands. In 1948, 750,000 Palestinian indigenous to their lands had to either flee or were expelled from their houses when Israel were created, and those 750,000 are now multiplied.
Ça se dit pas comme ça en français. Je suis enceinte, moi.
Do not have the right to return to their lands. This right is supposed to, I guess, be given by Israel. I don't know why. And the third demand is that Israel respects international law. And we're saying this because Israel and the army and the Israeli government are known, and the list of war crimes that they have committed have been documented by big international NGOs, human rights organizations like Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch.
1,300 Lebanese civilians lost their lives in this war. The owners of Chapters Indigo Bookstore, Heather Reitzman and Gary Schwartz, have set up a foundation to pay the salaries of Israeli soldiers. The Israeli military has one of the worst human rights records in the world. Whether it's the continued occupation of the Palestinian territory, the West Bank, the Gaza Strip, the Syrian Golan Heights, and the Lebanese Shebaa farms. We're asking people to not support Israeli apartheid, to boycott Chapters Indigo, and support the self-determination of the Palestinian people. Boycott Chapters Indigo, boycott Israeli apartheid. Israel, assassin, indigo,
a very, probably the most powerful entity in Israel. In fact, so much so that people say it's really the army that rules Israel, and Israel is called an army with a country. In fact, the army is so powerful that often even orders or laws passed by the government or findings of the Israeli Supreme Court are ignored by them. For instance, in Hebron, where the soldiers actually protect the settlers, who are probably amongst the most vicious in the West Bank. They live right in the city of Hebron, right in the middle of it, and are constantly harassing and attacking even Palestinian children, and they've forced markets to close, and so the army, they do whatever they want. وإن شاء الله تكون كلماتي بتعدي ويرجع مباشرة منك جوايا
that we sort of know what's happening to the Palestinians, in that they've got no freedom of movement whatsoever. The level of poverty is excruciating. Countries like our country have been withholding funds, much needed funds from the country, because the people voted for the wrong guys, you know. So I think that we know about the human rights violations under occupation in the West Bank and Gaza, where the biggest problem is the occupation, the 40-year-old occupation. But perhaps what's happening in Israel is less well known. First of all, what's happening in Israel is that all the young people have got to go into the military. Now, there are a few conscientious objectors, but for the most part, the military is totally destructive to a young mind. And they come out and they turn to drugs, and they're emotionally distraught and destroyed. So there's massive destruction of the young people of the society. Then there's also very large economic problems, because there's large unemployment, especially in the immigrant communities, and of course there's reduction of the social programs. So you see poverty, a lot of poverty on the street. You also have, because of the militarization and the stress of the poverty, you have a lot, and I mean a lot, of domestic violence.
إيجابي وضرب صاروخ إيه والله إيجابي إيجابي سألنا كتير لكن لا إيجابي غير الصاروخ ما في ولا جواب يا جواب يا هل ترى ابنك يا ترى طور لأن الناس تشوفوا ترى طور.
This is a campaign that is political, educational, that is an active one. That's the whole point, is that people can be in solidarity, but we want people to be in an active solidarity. If we want to do something, we don't want to always just be going out to the streets and chanting. Let's ask people to actively engage in a boycott, divestment and sanctions campaign on Israel. And these targets that we can boycott or we can ask to divest from Israel, and that we can, well, not sanction, but that we can boycott or we can ask to divest, are around us in the world. And so this is where I'd like to come back over here locally. So today we are in front of Indigo because this campaign that was picked up by different groups in Canada, our first target in this campaign is Indigo and Chapters. And like I said, the majority shareholders, which is a couple called Jerry Schwartz and Heather Reisman, they own in general like 60-70% of Indigo and Chapters, and they created a fund a few years ago called Hezek Foundation for Lone Soldiers. This foundation is a foundation that was created specially to give financial aid in forms of bursaries and scholarships to lone soldiers. What is lone soldiers? Lone soldiers are people around the world who are of Jewish background and who do not have family in Israel, but who want to voluntarily go and do their military service in the IDF and the Israeli military. And to encourage them to do this, what Hezek offers them is that if you go and do your military service, after you finish your military service, you can apply. You are a good candidate for our foundation, which can give you bursaries. You can continue studying and living in Israel. And a lot of these lone soldiers that went to Israel and got funds from Hezek Foundation for Lone Soldiers are Canadians and Americans, and some of them are from other countries. And so we are here today, we are here every 2 weeks to ask people to boycott Chapters and Indigo, and our demand is one demand and very simple one: until the majority shareholders of Indigo and Chapters, which is Jerry Schwartz and Heather Reisman, publicly declare that they have cut all ties to the Israeli military, to Israeli apartheid, by dissociating themselves from Hezek Foundation for Lone Soldiers.
They must go. They must go. They must go. كتار أبطال الألم بيك ودغري انسحبت الدب الألم بيك قرب لهون وانطيلي بألم بيك إنك شبان جرست البلاد.
So the army is the chief instrument of this cruel and terrible occupation, and it inculcates in its soldiers who are very young the sense that they can do whatever they want to a Palestinian. They can beat them up. They can kill them. They can enter Palestinians' homes. They can break down walls. They can do anything they want, and very few are ever tried for their work, for their crimes, or brought to some kind of justice. And I've seen that in checkpoints and complete contempt and racist attitude towards Palestinians. It's full of hate.
The Israeli military is an integral part of how the State of Israel practices its apartheid policies. It's an army that is engaged and that has been engaged since the creation of the State of Israel in the occupation of foreign lands and foreign territories and in the invasion of foreign lands and foreign territories, and has been engaged in committing major war crimes that have been documented by big humanitarian and human rights NGOs like Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch.
I spoke extensively with older women in both the West Bank, the Palestinians, and also in Israel, because I was doing stuff mainly with older women. And the older women that I spoke to in Israel, I met with groups of women from about three or four quite well-known, respectable, middle-of-the-road women's groups, peace groups. And they're so frustrated that there's no movement on this issue. They can see Israel getting poorer and poorer and social programs increasing, and their hands are tied. So their message was that the solution to the problem of peace in the Middle East will come from the outside. It will not come from Israel itself. They've tried, they've done everything they can over the years. These are 70, 75-year-old women that have been working on this issue 50 years, some of them. So their message is the boycott movement. That's what they want on the outside. They want the divestment and the boycott movement so that some action can be taken towards peace in the Middle East, because they just don't see any other possibility.
And it's not as though soldiers in the army don't have a choice. I'm talking about Israeli soldiers now. There are several hundred Israeli soldiers who have refused to join the army, and they have often been jailed. They have been jailed, you know, sometimes for years. But they feel strongly that to join the army would be to sanction what is illegal and what are war crimes, and the army's role, which they see as immoral in this immoral project of Israel to keep the occupation going.
It's totally useless to boycott, to be alone and boycott one, another bookstore or something. So it has to be some collective decision. And actually, Indigo, it's not only us 20 people, it's in the whole Canada. In Toronto, there's 150 people involved in this organization. They're doing pickets every week in front of five bookstores. Here in Montreal, we're not enough, we only do one bookstore. There's also pickets in Vancouver, Halifax, other places, Victoria. And so, yeah, this is our target today. It's a legitimate one. Thank you.
are here to ask people to boycott Indigo chapters in Montreal, but we are doing this on this day also to commemorate a massacre that occurred a year ago, which is the Qana massacre. Qana is a village in southern Lebanon, and in the summer of 2006, when Israel attacked Lebanon on the 30th of July 2006, Israel raided a building in Qana that in which 60 people from southern Lebanon took refuge. They targeted this, it was a very specific target, they targeted this building, and the result of this bombardment was 28 people died, and 16 of those 28 people are children. And so this is an example of a war crime that big NGOs have condemned. And so we are doing this picket today to commemorate also the Qana massacre and to say there is a link. If you are someone living in Montreal, there is something you can do. There is a link between you supporting people or like bookstores like Indigo with supporting politically and, well, I want to say financially, but also just politically the Israeli army that has committed these kind of war crimes. And what people can do, the people living in Montreal, simply if you can call if you can call Heather Reisman and Jerry Schwartz, if you can call the Indigo administration and ask for their contacts, if you can send a letter to Heather Reisman and Jerry Schwartz by telling them today in the context of this boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaign that's being applied to Israel, I am sending you a letter to say that I am boycotting Indigo until you declare that you cut ties with the Hezek Foundation, which is supporting Israeli soldiers. If one person can do this, it's already a big symbol. If 20 people can do this, if 30 people, if 100 people, if every day more and more people do this, one day, and because of embarrassment and because of pressure, they will have to cut ties with Israeli apartheid. And this will be a first victory for us from Montreal. And the people living in Montreal will feel that they actually were able to do something. Even though this will not change the situation in the Middle East, it's also an act of solidarity with the people in the Middle East to say that we are not only chanting a chant of solidarity, we're actually working actively for institutions and projects here in Montreal to cut ties with Israeli apartheid. And why this is so important is because Israel, since its creation, would not have been able to commit the war crimes that it has committed without the support, financial and political, of Western countries and Western companies.
CKUT. And you don't know, but nah, fix it. CKUT, the number one radio station in Montreal. We give you the sun, the moon, the rain, the stars and the mountain. CKUT give you the word.